lots of changes coming to the housing and real estate, at least the residential real estate market. But housing, no matter how you cut it, is still really hot. July was another really good month for home sales in the Four County Metro Milwaukee area, up 4.8% compared to last July. And this is according to data released by the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. Mike Rozinka from the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors joins us, as does Katie Rinka from Keller Williams. But some changes coming, both Katie and Mike, to maybe how, not necessarily how we buy and pay for our homes, but new rules in terms of how commission is structured and enacted from the buyer and seller side. Typically, the seller of a home pays a commission fee that kind of range from, 5 to 6% based up, depending on the sale price of the home, split between the seller's agent and the buyer's agent. But now, buyer side agents will need to enter into written agreements with their clients. Katie, I'm guessing from your realtor lens, you've been preparing for this for months. But how was the first weekend of open houses in terms of just the conditions out there?
Yeah, so it kind of has and it hasn't, right?
Yeah.
We're lucky to be in the state of Wisconsin. Our documents have been up to par with these current changes for a lot of years. So it hasn't been a big change for us on that. I think the level of education, because of the spotlight nationally, has really upped. And I think everyone welcomes education. This business is ever changing. I was telling Mike earlier, though, to answer your second question, I had a few showings this weekend, and it was, as is, normal business. So it hasn't directly changed for me dramatically yet, but I think we are becoming as prepared as possible, and have been for some time, to get ready for any challenges that might come up.
Yeah. And Mike, from what you're seeing with, your association and kind of the aggregate of all realtors, Wisconsin's kind of been a leader in terms of transparency for years, right? I mean, we're pretty transparent in terms of our documentation and what is needed on both the buy and sell side.
Yeah, we're lucky enough to live in a very pro-consumer state that for years, decades really, all the contracts are very transparent. So on line 50 or 51 of the listing contract, it says compensation to others. And that's been there for decades, which is basically what this lawsuit was all about. In other states, we were all kind of shocked when the settlement was reached. And we realized that in states like Florida Kansas and Missouri, people didn't know what the other side was being compensated, which was shocking to us. So all really what this settlement involves in Wisconsin is a little bit more paperwork on the front end between a realtor and the buyer. Seller, really nothing's changing for them. It's more on the buyer side. And I guess what we're a little bit fearful of now, as you mentioned, in Katie's company's done a great job of educating their agents, prior to the deadline. What we're a little bit worried about is buyers in the future. So the realtors all know what to do now.
Right.
Now, in the next 6 months, when we meet with buyers, how are they going to react to it?
I mean, do you think, and I know we're only a couple days into it, but you're both been in the industry for a long time. Will it create additional confusion, especially, like you said, Mike, for first-time buyers? It kind of means you got to ask a few more questions, right?
I think that's what it is, Jeff. And I think, to Mike's point too, we're all about transparency from the state. And so the more communication you can have with a buyer at that initial buyer meeting or at an open house, the better, right? There's no need to doom and gloom or scare anybody. You have an honest conversation of how commission will be paid, and there are options now. And I think that's all it really comes down to.
Yeah. So if I'm going to open houses next weekend as a potential buyer, and I walk in and I want to write an offer because I love the house, what are my questions supposed to be?
You want to take that one? So open house, one of the changes too, open houses you can walk into without representation.
Okay.
If you would like to write an offer, there are documents that at least I know we have at the ready to say, okay, you are going to work with me, and I will help, my team will help write this offer for you. So, it all, again, comes down to communication and preparedness for both buyer and the agent, for that matter, in that scenario.
Mm-hmm. On the consumer side, it's really important for consumers to realize they don't have a responsibility in this. They don't. If they walk into an open house, it's not like they have to, you know, do something or sign something right away.
All right.
They can do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. It's on the realtor's. It's a realtor's responsibility to explain to them if they want to engage the resources of a realtor.
All right. When we come back, I want to see what you're both seeing locally. Are we still in a hot housing market, higher prices, and what's the state of the state? This is The Upswing. We're presented by Horicon Bank, and you are listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, Milwaukee area real estate professionals. Have been bracing themselves for key industry changes that went into effect this past weekend on Saturday. Some local agents kind of maybe fearing that first-time home buyers and minorities could be negatively impacted. Just, you know, I'm looking at the WTMJ talking text line right now, 855-616-1620. Seems like buyers, this is from the 414, seems like buyers have to agree to pay thousands more before any work is ever done. That's not the case of the changes that's happening here. So I have realtor Katie Rinka and Mike Rozinka from the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors in studio. So how do you think the changes are going to interact with existing inventory? It's really tight in the area right now. Do you see any long-term effects on the local housing market?
Yeah, you're correct. It's definitely, there's a shortage of inventory. We've been in this seller's market now for 2-3 years or more. I think it's going, we have to see what the market does with these changes. I'd love if I had a crystal ball, right? All of us. I think it's going to depend on how the market reacts to this. We still have low inventory. So hopefully we can kickstart something, but we don't know yet.
Yeah, this is not changing supply and demand at all.
Right.
So if buyers are thinking, oh, great, this is going to lower prices. And we've heard that in a few outlets. That is simply not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Prices are set by the market, by what buyers and sellers are willing to offer and pay for a house. And then the commission comes out of that. In the past, it came exclusively out of the seller, from the seller's contribution. Now there's some, could come from both sides. Actually, what's funny about that is we've actually had buyer agency for several decades where people who are interested in having their agent work exclusively for them can sign a buyer agency, and they can still do that, and then they compensate their agent themselves. So overall, as far as the market dynamics go, I don't think it's going to change anything.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing that could change that is more inventory, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's going to change it.
Yeah.
What do you see in terms of, I mean, there's always been a lot of competition around commissions. There's always competition in the sales game, no matter what industry you're in. What's your suggestion, Katie, for first-time home buyers who are in the market looking for their first home? What do you give them for advice?
I think, again, transparency and communication, right? There are now other ways to, there's always been other ways to pay commission or compensation, right? I think it's just a honest conversation of there's three ways to do this. And whatever you would like me to do is what I'm going to do for you. If you have money to pay me out of your pocket, then great. Mm-hmm. If not, we will work with the seller to negotiate that into our offer.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean to the caller before, or the commentator before, it doesn't mean that buyers are going to be out of thousands and thousands of dollars.
Right.
Work with an agent that's seasoned and knows what they're doing when it comes to negotiating and working through a contract, and you will be okay.
And there's a lot of data available out there publicly and through your realtor that you can get comparable pricing in a market that you're looking at. And that's really important too, because you want to pay a fair price, right, Mike?
Yeah, it's and prices right now are increasing, 7-8% a year, and month to month, and it all comes down to inventory. We simply do not have enough inventory. We've been below 6 months is considered the balancing point where buyers and sellers neither has an advantage. For the last going almost 20 years since 2006, new construction really started diving then, and it's been about 50% of what it was prior to the recession ever since. So we're 8,000 units behind where we need to be to have a balanced market. And it doesn't look like that's going to improve anytime soon. So buyers and sellers, it's a seller's market. It's going to be for the foreseeable future, I'd guess the next 2 to 3 years at least. And buyers are going to have to adjust to that.
Mm-hmm. So people always like to understand, is it a buyer's market or is it a seller's market? How would you answer that question?
I think Mike just did. Yeah. I mean, it's a seller's market right now until inventory can normalize.
Yeah.
And we're just in this pocket of low inventory, which makes it's a tough market out there for everybody.
Yeah.
So
are you still seeing, and we only have about 20 seconds, but are you still seeing offers above asking, and what's that percentage?
I have been. It's not 2 years ago where it was crazy, but we are still writing over asking, especially if we're in competition.
Mm-hmm.
But again, seasoned agents know how to write creative offers.
Yeah.
So there's other ways to secure a home with just not the price.
Yeah, important thing for buyers is to get a lot of, make sure they have their financing in order before they walk into a house.
Mm-hmm. Very good.